can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Experience the number one men's groomer on the market. Manscaped.com has everything you need for simple and effective manscaping. Their new trimmer, the 3.0, featuring a cutting-edge ceramic blade to prevent manscaping accidents. Get all of your men's grooming products at Manscaped.com, like the hair trimmer, razor, nail kit, cleansing gel, deodorant, and more. Head over to Manscaped.com and use promo code RADIO for 20% off your order and free shipping. Manscaped.com, that's Manscaped.com, promo code RADIO.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Fly. This segment is brought to you by Amazon.
Goose Island first brewed Women of the House in 2018 to honor the record number of women elected to political office and as a tribute to the women of craft beer. Goose has continued this tradition on International Women's Day each year, celebrating women in the brewing industry. This year, for the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment that finally gave women the right to vote, Goose Island is releasing Women of the House this month in cans for the first time. It's available at the Fulton Street Tap Room, Clybourne Brew House, and beyond. Women of the House is a guava wheat pale ale brewed with Southern Passion, Meridian, and Belma hops, bringing various fruity flavors to the beer. Lift a can today to salute these women, and in honor of 100 years of women's suffrage and all the women who made it possible, Goose reminds you to speak up and vote. Our democracy works best when all eligible voters participate. Register now at vote.gov and make your voice heard on November 3rd.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Mike Florio. ProFootballTalk.com. NBC Sports. Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Hey, my name! We get better and better!
We get better and better!
We get
Insider Mike Florio.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Morning, how are you guys today?
We're fired up, and we are wondering why no one respects the 4-1 Bears. We've heard that they're the worst 4-1 team in the history of the league. I don't know if that's not an overreaction, but they just had their signature victory, and lo and behold, they're underdogs going into Carolina. I mean, are people not paying attention? Super Bears, Super Bowl, no?
But this is good. This is what you want. See, it's a benefit to the coach in two different ways. Number one, it keeps guys from having their heads get too big, and number two, it gives the coach a way to legitimately get them upset, a little chip on the shoulder. So I like that. I think that's one of the ingredients in showing that you can carry it out. Now, this Carolina game looked a lot easier a few weeks ago, but the Panthers have won three in a row, and they almost beat the Raiders, and they weren't embarrassed by the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. So, you know, this one stands out as a pretty damn good game coming up this weekend. I don't know that I agree that the Bears should be underdogs, but I'm pleasantly surprised with both teams.
Mike, we've got Tuesday night football tonight. We've got the Titans and the Bills, and the NFL has rescheduled 8 games because of COVID, and we saw all of the machinations over the weekend, and it was complicated and hard to follow. Was that a better idea than just adding week 18? How did you balance one decision, that decision, and because I'm sure they considered a variety of options?
They're doing everything they can to avoid adding an 18th week. And currently they have a computer model that they press a button when one game has to be postponed, and it spits out all the different ways that they can pull it off and all the different things they have to do. Now, when Steelers-Titans was postponed from week 4, it required just a couple of moves. Moving Patriots hosting the Broncos from week 5 to week 6 required major surgery. And the problem is, once the buys are exhausted for these various teams, there is no option other than an 18th week. Unless you have somebody play 2 games in 1 week, which isn't going to happen, you have to add an 18th week. And then the problem is, once you cross the bridge of an 18th week, you're quickly going to be at the doorstep of a 19th week. And I think the league is trying to wait as long as possible because it doesn't want teams to get complacent and think they've got a buffer. And because of this reality that week 18 is quickly going to become week 19 because all it takes is one team having to have 2 games moved to expand the season yet another week, and it creates issues with the postseason and the Super Bowl and the first round bye. You don't want to have 4 weeks between games. If you earn a first round bye, there's week 18, there's week 19, there's the wild card round. There's all sorts of issues that need to be worked out, and they want to wait as long as humanly possible to go to that 18th week.
Arthur Blank is a dapper gentleman. He is an immaculately manicured man, and I don't know if he realized what he was saying, but he is quoted as saying that he loves Matt Ryan, much like I love Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff. Does that mean he's going to fire him? I mean, I...
Well, he made it clear yesterday it's going to be a decision that the new regime makes. Now, whether or not the new regime has to pass a litmus test of saying that they want Matt Ryan is a different issue. But the salary cap realities are going to force the Falcons most likely to keep Matt Ryan around. Although, when you look at it, $40 million cap hit to keep him next year, $44 million cap charge to move on, and you save $23 million in cash, there's an argument to be made to just bite the bullet and move on from Matt Ryan and get what you can for him and trade him. But it's going to be a decision driven by the new coach and the new GM. Sometimes a new coach and a new GM, kind of like that redshirt year, where we stick with the guy we really don't want while we lay the foundation for the future, and nobody's really going to hold us accountable for what we do in this first year. So there's a lot of different ways this can go, but this isn't going to be a situation where the owner says to the new coach and the new GM, you must keep Matt Ryan or you must move on from Matt Ryan. And he made it clear Matt Ryan's going to have a voice in this too. Matt Ryan may want a fresh start, which could be a factor in what ultimately happens. So a lot of questions beyond who the coach and the GM are going to be in Atlanta, and a lot of highly paid players who may not be part of that team in the future.
Mike, speaking of coaches who might be in hot water, Mike Zimmer doubled down on his decision to go for it on fourth down yesterday, saying he would do it all over again. I understand the analytics. I understand the math that backs that up. I also understand that when Russell Wilson is on the other side, it may change your mind or influence your thinking, and yet it didn't for Zimmer. What did you think of that?
Yeah, look, at the time, as my son was pestering me, what should they do? What should they do? Should they go for it? Should they kick the field goal? And I saw the rain coming down in Seattle. And, you know, isn't it weird how when you watch a sporting event and it's raining, you really don't see the rain unless it's really, really raining. I mean, you could see the rain, and I'm thinking, well, you know, you missed this field goal. They're going to have the ball in even better field position. But it's Seattle with no fans. And the idea of being able to play the Seattle Seahawks with no fans present, where if you kick the field goal and you make it and you go up by 8, you force Russell Wilson to score 2 touchdowns. He's got to go down and score the first touchdown, and then he's got to score a touchdown from basically 4th and goal on the 2 to tie the game. That's what a 2-point conversion is. So I think the better course would have been take the 3, force them to tie the game with 2 touchdowns, and then take your chances in overtime. And it's easy to say that because the Seahawks pulled it off, but that's where analytics has to take a back seat to the circumstances. And I believe in understanding all of the permutations and the probabilities, but you also have to understand what's going on in front of you. And when it is Russell Wilson, and not pick a name of a bad quarterback, Daniel Jones, all due respect, you're not Russell Wilson. You know, I don't want to offend anybody.
No, but, you're right, though.
You know, Sam Darnold. I mean, you know, if Sam Darnold's got to go 94 yards in 2 minutes, I'll go ahead and go for it. You know?
Context is everything.
Yeah. And Russell Wilson, you're just playing right into his hands. That's the thing. This is what they thrive on. They love this. This is the Pete Carroll playbook. They want that opportunity to rip your heart out and show it to you. So that's why I think that they should have ultimately kicked the field goal. Although in the moment, look, this is why the coaches get paid the money, and this is why they're accountable. You got to make that decision in the moment. Sometimes it's not all that easy to make that decision in the moment because you say, oh, we trust my team. I got to have faith in my team. And really, you know, the Gale Sayers saying, just give me 18 inches of daylight. Alexander Mattison had 18 feet of daylight to his right that he just happened to not see. So that was a factor as well in why the Vikings didn't ice the game.
It seemed like last week Roger Goodell had, you know, rolled up his sleeves. He'd taken his belt off and he was snapping that thing. And he was going to let the Titans have it. I mean, he was going to beat them like they owed him money and they were going to owe him money. And he was taking draft picks and, you know, the language has stopped and everything's calmed down. Are they getting away with this, the secret practice and who knew what, when, and all of it?
Well, it's funny. Last week there was a very strong sense that the league was going to hammer the Titans because they were telling people we're going to hammer the Titans. They were telling other teams we're going to hammer the Titans. And maybe in hindsight, if there is a method to the madness, it's this. They wanted to scare everybody straight. And they wanted to get the other teams to realize no screwing around with these COVID-19 protocols. And I think what's happened over the course of the past few days, and I got to give the Titans credit because it's quite possible they gave the NFL a glimpse of what would happen if they did try to impose dramatic and draconian penalties on the Tennessee Titans. You're going to have appeals in season. You're going to potentially have litigation in season. Do you really want that distraction from football season? I don't know that you do. And I think what the NFL has realized is, you know what? Every team has had issues with compliance. I also think that the Titans have done a good job of convincing the league that the coaches weren't involved with the secret practices that happened, and it's unavoidable because these are guys that are going to do what they're going to do, and they want to stay in shape, and they're competitive. And what are we supposed to do? Chain them to their houses? So there's a sense right now that what's going to happen is just nothing. Not that there's going to be an announcement by the league that the Titans had issues and here's what we decided to do and we gave them a stern talking to. No, they're just going to do nothing and it's going to go away and we're going to focus on something else. And one of these days, somebody's going to say, hey, whatever happened to the Titans penalties? And nobody's going to care by then. That there are people in the league now who were convinced a week ago that the NFL was going to kill the Titans who now believe it's just going to die on the vine, which is amazing.
It is amazing. Mike, you're amazing. Thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Mike.
See you.
Good stuff.
That is fantastic. Unbelievable.
I'm excited about Tuesday Night Football. I have to say that, Molly.
It's a good game, potentially.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know who's playing or who's out or who's being quarantined.
Doesn't matter.
But on paper, it looks like a pretty good game.
It's Tuesday night, and we're watching football. I'm used to having Maction, and now this fills the void. I'm ready.
Maction. Here's my problem.
Wait all day for Tuesday night.
I'm not sure on Wednesday, tomorrow, if I'm going to feel like it's Tuesday or hopefully not Friday. Because is this my Thursday or my Monday? It'll confuse the hell
so
out of me.
It's so confusing. Baby. I know. It's tough.
Don't especially throw off my Sox schedule.
The White Sox have thrown off your off-season schedule, too. You're like, what year is it? Tony La Russa's in the mix.
Yeah. We will have a chance to talk to our colleague Dan Bernstein next, and we'll get his take on all of this. I know he's been very active about it. I'm curious to know if he has any moral center. I would be interested to know if there's
and,
any.
And does he think the White Sox will sign Floyd Bannister in free agency?
It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
A lot of us are working from home these days, so invite the score into your house using your smart speaker and listen all day to conversation that matters most to Chicago sports fans. That's what we do. 670 The Score on your smart speaker through the radio.com app. We're live, we're local, and ready to be in your home all day, every day.
You've been camping in your backyard, cycling in your living room. You've been enjoying rain showers in your bathroom, campfires on your TV screen. You've been counting stars and birds from your window and holding family cookouts in the kitchen. Now, get ready to go. Go on a real vacation. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRV.com.
Experience the number one men's groomer on the market. Manscaped.com has everything you need for simple and effective manscaping. Their new trimmer, the 3.0, featuring a cutting-edge ceramic blade to prevent manscaping accidents. Get all of your men's grooming products at Manscaped.com, like the hair trimmer, razor, nail kit, cleansing gel, deodorant, and more. Head over to Manscaped.com and use promo code RADIO for 20% off your order and free shipping. Manscaped.com. That's Manscaped.com, promo code RADIO.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000.
Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Goose Island first brewed Women of the House in 2018 to honor the record number of women elected to political office and as a tribute to the women of craft beer. Goose has continued this tradition on International Women's Day each year, celebrating women in the brewing industry. This year, for the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment that finally gave women the right to vote, Goose Island is releasing Women of the House this month in cans for the first time. It's available at the Fulton Street Tap Room, Clybourne Brew House, and beyond. Women of the House is a guava wheat pale ale brewed with Southern Passion, Meridian, and Belma hops, bringing various fruity flavors to the beer. Lift a can today to salute these women and in honor of 100 years of women's suffrage and all the women who made it possible. Goose reminds you to speak up and vote. Our democracy works best when all eligible voters participate. Register now at vote.gov and make your voice heard on November 3rd.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So, traffic has been crazy lately, right? And rush hour? Forget it. Nobody wants to let you merge onto the highway. But hey, somebody let you merge or you wouldn't be there, so drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Think you know the Home Depot? It's not just for flooring and lights for your bedroom. It's everything else for your bedroom. Mattresses you can't wait to sleep on. Warmer blankets for cooler temperatures. Get fall savings like 35% off select mattresses, plus free and flexible delivery and easy online returns. You know the Home Depot. Now you know there are even more ways to explore decor at HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. Free standard shipping and residential delivery on most orders over $45 made at HomeDepot.com. Exclusions apply, valid through October 21st.
Your voice, your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count. Get registered, learn the issues, and vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
I'm journalist Ben Ryder, and I want to tell you about my new podcast, The Edge. Last year, the Houston Astros were caught in a massive cheating scandal, putting the legitimacy of their 2017 World Series in doubt. I'm talking to people who were there to figure out what happened. Why did the most innovative organization in the history of sports push itself not just to the edge, but over it? Listen to The Edge on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2020 presidential race is upon us. The stakes couldn't be higher, and the outcome might not be clear till long after everyone has voted. Many are predicting a repeat, or worse, of the 2000 election. That year, the presidency came down to a polarizing recount in Florida that ended at the U.S. Supreme Court.
We were faced with an attempted soft coup.
Listen to Fiasco, a Luminary original from the team that